So 11 days till the Olympic Games open in London. You can hear the band rehearsing there. Thousands of athletes and officials have started pouring into the British capital. There are some serious concerns about security preparations for the Games, though. It's a perennial story, but it has recently emerged that the private security firm responsible for keeping everybody safe in London has not been able to recruit enough civilian guards for all the jobs that it's believed to be required to do that security job. Joining us now is John Burns, London Bureau Chief for our partner, The New York Times. John, welcome back to the program. What's the nature of this indictment of the private security firm called G4S?
Well, there's certainly a lot of opprobrium for G4S in this country at the moment. But there's also a serious question being asked about how the government and the Olympic Organizing Committee, known as LOCOG, the London Organizing Committee for the Olympic Games, allowed this to fester, this problem, for so long before stepping in and announcing that they were going to fill the gap with more troops.
You know, we reached out to the G4S company. They didn't give us a comment. They did speak with us off the air, but the company's chief executive on the record on this was surprisingly candid. Nick Buckles wasn't available for an interview with us today, but here he is speaking to our partner, the BBC.
Very, very disappointed about that and embarrassed, and we're very sorry about it. But the military have stepped in. We will finance the government for the stepping in of that military. We've also said that we're now going to lose £30 to £50 million on the contract, of so significant costs for the group. All I can do is say we are deeply disappointed and sorry.
Chief Executive Nick Buckles from the private security firm G4S. As you know, John Burns, discussions of security being inadequate or whatever is a perennial headline as you get ready for the Olympics. It was the case in Athens. It was certainly the case in Atlanta here in the United States. But is there something particularly unique about London and its history and the security preparations that everybody understood were going to be absolutely needed to make this work in London?
Well, yes, I think there is. And I think that the history of the last 10 or 11 years now since 9/11 confirms that. Britain has been a major target for Islamic militant terrorist attacks. As a matter of fact, there have been many more attempts to launch Islamic militant attacks in Britain than in the United States, whereas, you know, they have been blessedly rather few. The security services here have had a good deal of success, and that has to be measured against the one major failure, which was July 7th, 2005, with the attacks on the London transit system that killed 52 people. So there is a good reason to be very concerned about security, and the director of MI5, the domestic security agency, underlined that recently with a speech, a very rare speech, in which he talked about there being plenty of people hiding away in this country who are talking about terrorist attacks, and said, reminded the country that the threat remains substantial on the list of five alert levels. So there's good reason to be concerned, and that concern really began to take hold only as recently as December, as far as Olympic planning was concerned, when the government decided, somewhat prodded by the United States, which has had a FBI CIA team, specialized team, looking at Olympic security based in the United States Embassy in London, somewhat prompted by them, the government decided to go from 2,000 private security guards to 10,400 and gave a new contract to G4S. It's that contract on which G4S has now effectively defaulted.
Is it possibly, can we possibly have sympathy for G4S in that if you ramp up to 10,400 guards, and some of the press reports have suggested that there have been recruits who speak little or no English, that individuals have been seen falling asleep, not necessarily being as vigilant as you would want, that this is a difficult proposition, and that if there is an attempt to try to infiltrate G4S, how would you prevent that sort of thing?
No, there's no doubt that it's a very, very tough assignment. But after all, G4S itself proclaims itself as the world's largest security company. They have something in the order of 650,000 employees in 125 different countries, and they've undertaken contracts through G4S or its subsidiaries to do some very complicated things like protecting American nuclear plants. So they have a lot of expertise in this. That said, there's no doubt that recruiting a very large number of people for a very short period of time, which sort of restricts the pool on which you can draw. They have to be people who are not already in employment, for example. They tend to be very young people. Many of them are people who've not been in full-time employment before. And all you can offer them is 4 or 5 or 6 weeks of employment. This is the Olympic Games, which are 17 days, and the Paralympic Games, which follow, as well as the two-week period up to the Olympic Games, which in effect begins today, by the way. The athletes are beginning to arrive at Heathrow Airport in London as we speak. And because of the new legislation that governs these things and amplification of regulations, just getting these people vetted, never mind trained, is a very complicated procedure. So I think that all of that has to be taken into account in assessing G4S's performance. But nonetheless, here we are with the Olympic Games beginning, 12 days from now, with
right.
the opening ceremony in London. And the system is in disarray as recently as this morning, for example. The police in Manchester, which is an Olympic site for the Olympic soccer, amongst other things, have said that only 17 of 56 G4S people turned up to guard a Olympic venue, a hotel in Manchester.
And the Daily Mail has this story of bombs being, left unspotted, grenades during X-ray training that, false positives of all kinds of tests reported by whistleblowers. John Burns looks like a mess. I suppose you'll still be going to the games, though, right? You have no choice.
Well, I'm a Brit.
There you go.
And we still hope. I have to step out of my impartial role here and say it would be a terrible disappointment if the first games held in this country since 1948 were a debacle. And on the other side, given the rather depressing circumstances of the recession, it would be
stiff
wonderful to see them be.
Upper lip, John Burns, London Bureau Chief of the New York Times.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.